We also keep that in the file so that we can value other places.
Yeah, I can't remember. Is it Mike?
Mm-hmm. Mike.
Yeah, yes, that's sir. Right. Mike, if do you want to bring that back today, or are you going to try to pull it up now on some right now?
Let me see if I can just find it right now.
Oh, okay. Great. While we're waiting, the only in person I see this afternoon is a McGriff.
Okay. Yes. So can you attach that and forward it to assessor?
The lady we were speaking with about yesterday on the Rens and Landing in the TIF. She lives in the TIF district.
Okay, but because of her, she qualifies for that.
SP-190.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So there's an exception in that rule, or?
Well, that's what Mona was hoping that we were, that BOE would be able to work with her on that situation. I'm not quite sure.
I'm just wondering how the TIF district affects.
The way I understand it, we can't change the fact that the TIF collects money, or is collected for the TIF, but the value, the assessed value.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of how that would really, I mean, she might have an extra cost that some other person doesn't, but it doesn't mean that her value can't be frozen, or I can't remember what the bill does, but I just need to look at it, but okay.
John, can you get you a copy of the Teeny County ordinance and the bill?
Yeah, probably that'd be helpful. I mean, because it looks like we might, depending on what we do, we might be able to knock all this out this morning if we can. So.
And due to her having surgery, she may be okay, or I'll tell her there's a decision.
Sure. Well, I understand why she's appealing, so I just, but I don't know that she needs to come in. Because I'm certainly inclined to follow the bill for the, is it a freeze basically that they do? Do they freeze them at a certain level, or do they say that they just can't go above a certain amount on that?
That
SB.
I think they freeze it, don't they? Yes.
Are you guys talking about another case?
We're talking about that SB bill that for older senior citizens that
SB 190.
Is it does it freeze theirs, or does it cap it, or what does it do?
It freezes especially their county taxes, but if there's a sit involved that we have no control, as far as I know, only Mona can answer that, but those are separate, just added on to the bill.
What are you talking about, TIF districts?
SIT. Or TIF,
yeah.
That's a Mona thing, I think, or Stephanie.
Well, I was going to say we don't control that, but right. What we can do is
my valuation, if it stays the same, they're frozen at whatever it was at 2024, unless they do something new to the property.
Right.
Okay.
They make improvements on the property. Yeah. Okay. In this particular case, do you have any idea if she's just coming because of the TIF thing, or were you able to freeze it?
I don't know which case you're talking about.
It's BOE number 33. I want to say maybe she didn't get her application in time to freeze it or something, maybe? Something, I can't remember what
that. No, she qualified for the SB 1.
She qualifies.
She qualifies, but there wasn't really anything Mona could help her with because of that TIF.
Well, I don't understand why you can't still apply the bill, but then she just has to pay the TIF on top. I mean, that, I'm just, and I, maybe I just don't know how it works, but, maybe. I mean, if she's in it.
Yeah. From what I understand, the TIFs and the SIDs are to pay back the developer for developing a property.
Yeah.
And so that's completely separate.
Yeah, that's
just a bill
separate
added
from.
On.
Yeah.
Were you able to find the settlement?
Yes, I
did. Okay, Susan, have you
hang on, I'm
looked
looking
at
for
what he's
thinking. Just a second.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I'm, I don't mind having the discussion about what that means on, right. but thank you for the reminder.
Yeah.
If anything, I think it gives the public the idea that we're telling them everything. Yeah, so.
It's not here yet.
Are you on the Wi-Fi here? Is that why it's not going through?
I'm using my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Hotspot.
Well, like I said, he's trying to send it, so we just will need that. But if you want to just walk up there and
yeah,
show,
can you show
can
it to
us? See it?
Them, he's got a quit claim deed that shows.
Okay.
From the bank?
Well, a quit claim deed would have been filed here at the county.
Right, but is it from the bank? Mm-hmm. Is the bank, did the bank own it when they?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And that is what was registered here too.
Is it notarized?
Yeah, could you scroll that up? Here, I've got it.
I could probably go to the registration of deed and they could probably.
Yeah, this one isn't the recorded one, but it is signed by Harry Styron, trustee.
Yeah, I think we need to
that's
have
a memorandum,
that recorded one.
That's a memorandum.
I have something else too.
I mean, do you have just a closing statement or something?
What did you do it at a title company or did you do it here at the courthouse?
Did it at a courthouse.
Okay. So
oh, Harry Styron. Okay. Yeah, he was the trustee for the bank.
So he could just run upstairs and get a copy of what was mm-hmm. recorded.
Yeah.
And that would do it.
Yeah, I feel comfortable with Mr.
Yeah.
Styron's signature there.
I mean, he
there.
Can get that for you, or you can.
We need a copy for our
yeah.
records so that
okay.
we can. Had that in there, so.
Oh, sorry.
I think it cost him $3 to get a copy, but that would take care
sure.
of everything in our office.
I haven't used a computer like this in a while. How do I get it to move?
Two fingers.
Okay.
That's a Mac.
Go up. I need you to go up. Could it go up?
That's all.
Oh, that's all. That's when they were.
Joe took care of
it. That isn't the actual sale.
I
yeah.
can go get it.
Yeah,
go
if you'll just go get it. Yeah.
Okay, but you did on this one.
I'll be back in a
minute. I tell you what, I mean, I'll just go ahead. We're going to go ahead and make the motion on it, but go ahead and provide her that.
Okay.
Okay, if you would, please. Okay. As to BOE 50, I would make a motion to reduce the total appraised value to $900,000.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We got 15 minutes.
I think I'm going to try to call back one of these ones that I already called. Got some more vineyards on here, I see.
Uh-huh.
Those are Tim Davis.